The 40-Day Health Challenge.
You got me fired up.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Amy Smart, how are you doing? Do you know, it's actually great. I'm surprised at how I haven't found it as hard as I thought I would. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been much easier to integrate the healthy food, the healthy eating, the walking. Like, it's actually come much more naturally than I thought it would have. So, on a bit of a high.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now, you're looking great. You can see the energy coming out of you.
Like my husband said this morning, he was like, it's not even the scales. He was like, your personality is back. I just feel like mentally a lot better, like a lot lighter, I suppose. Okay. Even if the scales aren't lighter.
We'll see. Dr. Eddie Murphy talks to you guys.
Yes, he does.
How helpful have you found that?
Good, because every day there's like a little challenge that you probably wouldn't, like you'd probably push off if someone wasn't making you do it. So it's nice to have the accountability of you have to get back to them and actually do it. So yesterday we had the gratitude, we had the mindfulness. I really liked doing the finding your why, because like I've started weight loss things before and I don't think my why was strong enough to get me through them. Whereas this time, my why isn't just, I want to lose a stone in a week and go on holiday. My why is much bigger, and I think that's sustaining me a lot longer.
Okay, so remind everyone what your why is, Amy.
My girls. I want to be here for as long as possible for my girls. I want to be healthy for my girls. Like, my great-granny, my granny and my mum all passed away from cancer. So, like, I'm next in the line. I have the BRCA gene, and I want, if down the line I do get a cancer diagnosis, I want to know that at least I did my part to try not to. I don't want to have that guilt and have to face my girls and be like, oh, well, like I just gave in and didn't look after myself and kind of contributed to it. So, yeah, that's keeping me going.
The last time we sat here, there was a lot of tears.
So many tears. Yes. I definitely think like pre-Christmas, my emotions, like I don't even realize how the grief is affecting me. And now that that's kind of passed, there's definitely a lightness. But like my mum's anniversary is coming up now in February, so I know that, like, I know myself, I find the lead up worse. I find the lead up to these kind of events harder than the actual day themselves. So yeah, I didn't realise how emotional I probably was at the time.
No, and I think your story kind of so many people were able to relate to you and connect to you because of that, so thanks for sharing that with us and being honest about it.
Yeah, I think like one of the things I found with this challenge is like putting yourself out there to thousands of people and saying like, this is where I am, but I want to be better.
A few hundred thousand.
Yeah, you're like,
just telling you.
Like, I thought that would be the hardest part, that I thought I'd be embarrassed, I thought I'd be conscious and stuff, but the outpouring of people just saying like, go you, like, well done, like, keep going, you've inspired me to do it. And like the actual thoughts that I'd inspire someone to eat a healthy meal or go for a walk is mental, like it's crazy. But I think people just respect the fact and have so much admiration for anyone who kind of stands up and says, I want to be better, I want to do better, I want to feel better. And like, it's great to see that, like, no one has been like, oh my God, Stadia, like, do you know, everyone's just... I know, but you know, you convince yourself that people are going to be like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed for her, mortified for her. But the outpouring of just support has been incredible. So like, yeah, definitely putting yourself out there is, it's easier once you do it. The thought of it is worse.
You've been great on your Instagram, putting up all the
Instagram.
putting up all the updates and everything. Wouldn't you know, she was younger than the rest of us. Your husband, quite the looker as well, might I add.
Oh, don't tell him that.
Do you want me to edit this out?
He doesn't need any ego boosting. No, he's great. He is.
But he's been doing a bit of cooking as well.
Oh, he's loving it. He has tried more of the recipes than I have. Oh, he's got really stuck in. Like last night he made the wraps and he made the tortilla chips out of the wrap. And oh yeah, he's mad for it. Loves it. Yeah.
And you were out and doing your walks and everything in the freezing cold going, I do not want to go for this. I'm going.
Yeah.
And then by the end you're like, that wasn't too bad.
It's, again, the thought of it is worse. And like, I would have happily spent those 30 minutes scrolling on my phone before or like on TikTok or whatever. And the time passes just as much going for the walk. People have come with me. Like, I've brought my girls out. We brought the dog out. Poor dog is exhausted. You know, it's just been great for everyone. And yeah, it's cold, but like, it's lovely. Yeah. You know,
it's
like
kind of crisp, isn't it?
It was beautiful. Like, we went to Castletown the other day and like, it was like a winter wonderland. It was gorgeous. And when you're walking, you warm up. You know, you don't feel it. Like, you do, you're de-layering, you'd be sweating. Like,
Amy's top tip though, charge your blooming AirPods before you go out.
Sorry, I plugged them in for a day. A day. And I was running along to Rihanna, living my best life. And then they died again. So I was that person that was running along, blaring music off my phone. being the annoying person. Everyone's like, I don't want to listen to your music. And you're like,
tough. Yeah, she's tough, on the 40-day health challenge.
I don't know what's going on. And my husband's offered his earphones for me. So great. Thankfully. Great.
Okay,
yeah,
lovely. Yeah. The weeks ahead, I mean, it's one thing, I guess, the first week, you're full of gusto and you're ready to go. And sometimes people can have a little bit of a bit of a slump after a few days. How are you feeling?
I know it's going to come. I know my time, every day can't be perfect, but I'm just trying to remember that every day doesn't have to be perfect. Like Dr. Eddie Murphy said, it's just about showing up and trying my best.
Being good enough, isn't that what he said?
Yeah, exactly. Like it doesn't, you know, I have two small kids, you know, life happens, there's things on, but once you make the best choice you can, all the little choices add up and just try to do your best. Like that's what I'm telling myself.
Your daughters are 2 and 4 months. Yeah. They're very small. So how do you get out?
I just tried to put them in the double buggy. Now it takes around half an hour to load up.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It's insane, the amount of stuff. But they're happy out. And like my 5-month-old there, she slept for 3 hours on the walk. She had a great time, you know, because...
So it is doable.
Yeah. And then like my toddler, you just give her a few snacks, point it. Like it's great, you know, and that's what I want for them as well. Mm-hmm. Like Dr. Eddie Murphy said, it's the legacy of health you leave. And I want them to have a healthy lifestyle. So like it's been great, I have to say. Yeah.
It was quite an emotional week as well, in that Deirdre O'Sullivan heard the interview that you did about myself on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, where you were very upset.
Yes.
Talking about this void that you feel in your life since your mom Iris passed away.
Yeah.
And we all know nobody can replace your mammy, and you just want your mammy, no matter how old you are. So Deirdre heard this on the radio, and of course Deirdre has stage 4 cancer and she's a mum of 4 herself, and it really upset her.
Day 3, I'm in the car, I'm just going in to collect my meds for the high-tech meds and the meds I'm on each month for advanced breast cancer. And today hasn't been easy, to be honest with you. I heard Amy's wonderful interview on Trina Mara today, and it really, really got me. I'm heartbroken for her. But what she said is going to be my children's reality in a couple of years' time, you know. And it's very hard when you actually hear from somebody else what kind of pain they're going through with the loss of their mum. So it's just not been easy today. Sometimes you forget that there's anything wrong with you when you're all buzzed up and you're enjoying things and enjoying the 40-day health challenge and the support of everybody. But, you know, sometimes reality just bites back at times. Going to go for a walk there at 6:30 now with Dara and some of the other challengers, and hopefully we'll lift the spirits again. But you know, it's very tough.
Yeah, Deirdre is, we keep all telling her she's amazing and
she's the most amazing woman.
She is. And I know she's not doing it to hear that, but I suppose we do have, I'm on the other side of her spectrum, if that makes sense. What she said was, I'm living her kids' reality in a few years, and that must be incredibly hard to know. And I know I saw my mum go through that. Like, she had lost her mum young and she knew what was ahead for me. She knew she wouldn't be there for my kids and I, you know, all of that. So it's very hard to process. It's very hard to live. And I just think Deirdre is incredible for not letting it define her, like not letting it stop her. The fact that she could have easily just given in and she's here every day showing up, like it's fantastic. It's absolutely, I have no words for that woman. I just, and I said to her, like, that is what the legacy you will leave for your kids. That will stay with them. Even in the pain of when they, like, hopefully long, long time away when they lose you, that will keep them going, is knowing that, like, who you were and the strength you had, that's, your kids will carry that for the rest of their life.
The voice notes that came in when we played Deirdre's interview on the air, it was like, that woman is a warrior. That woman has changed my day.
Yeah.
She is just so incredible. And so glamorous, might I add.
A lady. Mm. A lady, an absolute lady. You know, she's a fantastic, they both are, her husband as well. Like, they're just, they have a beautiful family, they've gorgeous kids, they're the nicest people, and you know, they're here like doing this with all of us when Deirdre could easily, no one would judge her if she, you know, was depressed and in a hole. And like the fact that she's here with such a positive attitude, it just shows you, if she can do it, anybody can.
And of course, like Deirdre was honest, she was saying there's some days where she just feels the overwhelm of what's coming down the road for her. And as she was saying, she was in her local shopping centre and there was these transition year girls collecting for the local hospice. And she was going, this, maybe I'll be going there and I'll donate to them. And we actually hear her say those words. It's really difficult.
Yeah, I remember, so, like,
for her to be thinking that as well.
When my mum got the diagnosis, as much as it's a physical diagnosis, it's a mental one, because so many things go through your head. It's so much to process.
Yeah.
Not just for yourself, but for your family. And I watched my mum go through that. I watched my mum sit there and, like, you could see the cogs were turning in the head and she was processing it all. But yeah, I watched my mum not accept the help. Like, the nurses would have come in and she just wanted to go to that on her own. And, like, that's, everyone's entitled to that. But it's, the mental battle is insane. And even after my mum passed away, I found, like, the mental aspect of losing her, as much as there's so much, like, the physical void and physically things you have to do and the funeral and all those things, mentally where you go is a very dark place with any cancer diagnosis, I think. And it's hard. So, like, definitely I know myself, I had to get help. I went to grief counselling. Because it just, it's too much to deal with on your own. And it changed my life. Like, it definitely changed my world. I was just able to exist. Like, even not thrive, but just exist. And at that point in my life, that's all that was, you know, that was a huge accomplishment. And yeah, definitely, if anyone's in that situation, like, reach out to talk to someone, because mentally what you go through with any diagnosis, I suppose, is huge and dark.
Do you get to a place where there's acceptance there? Not really.
I'm not there yet, but I know people have said that, yeah, like, was a time heals all wounds. But I hope that there is a place of acceptance. Like, some days I'll be okay with it. Some days I'll, you know, it is what it is, and I'll be able to say, like, but we had a great life together, and those, you know. But then, like Deirdre said, some days, you know, you have to just give in to this is shit. And that's okay. That's okay too. Mm. You know, you have to just give in to the hard side of it, because it can't be all rosy.
Well, it's lovely to see you again, Amy.
Lovely to see you again.
And
I didn't cry.
We haven't had any tears today, but that's okay.
That's look, okay. It's
absolutely not a tear understandable. Day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you've been through an awful lot, and I'm dying to find out how you get on on your way in.
Me too. That makes two of us.
The 40-Day Health Challenge. You got me five, five. On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.